Chapter 1. The Nebraska State and Local Revenue and Expenditure System, A Comparative Analysis of Structure and Levels. By Jerry Miner and Philip Joyce. Introduction. This chapter analyzes salient features of Nebraska state and local fiscal system during the period 1977 to 1985. It describes and discusses the revenue sources and expenditure categories of both state and local governments in Nebraska and compares this fiscal system with both the U.S. average and a selected group of comparison states. The chapter focuses on the Nebraska fiscal system in 1985, but key trends between 1977 and 1985 are also considered. An overview of salient economic and demographic statistics are presented in Figure 1-1. An extensive set of detailed supporting tables, which permit additional calculations and analysis, is presented in Appendix 1A. This chapter contains 6 sections. Section 1 describes the structure of Nebraska's overall state and local fiscal system. The section analyzes the components of revenue and expenditure in per capita terms and per $1,000 of personal income and systematically compares the characteristics of Nebraska's fiscal system to the average for the United States. Section 2 examines Nebraska's division of fiscal responsibilities between the state government and the aggregate of local governments. The section presents the amounts and the state and local shares for a detailed list of revenue sources and expenditure categories. By comparing this information with the U.S. average, the section also reveals the relative decentralization of the Nebraska fiscal system. Section 3 extends the analysis of local revenue and expenditure to specific types of local governments, counties, municipalities, townships, school districts, and special districts. This section explores the role of each type of local government in Nebraska and compares this role with the U.S. average. Section 4 concerns intergovernmental grants. It describes the amounts and purposes of federal aid to state and local governments in Nebraska and of aid from the state of Nebraska to its local governments. This section also compares the role of intergovernmental grants in Nebraska with their role in the nation as a whole. Trends in state and local revenue and expenditure in Nebraska from 1977 to 1985 are the subject of Section 5. Rates of growth and detailed revenue and expenditure categories are described and compared to national trends during this period. Finally, Section 6 compares Nebraska's fiscal system to that of selected other states. Particular attention is paid to differences and similarities between Nebraska's fiscal system and the systems in contiguous states. Structure and levels of total state and local revenue and expenditure. In 1985, as in the recent past, combined total state and local revenue in Nebraska has been above the national average both per capita and in relation to state personal income, Table 1-1. This finding is dominated, however, by Nebraska's utility revenue, which is approximately twice the national average, and which arises because of the unique extent to which electricity is provided by special local authorities in Nebraska. The picture of Nebraska state and local revenue which emerges from looking at general revenue, which excludes utility revenue, is of a state whose 1985 revenue is 7% less than the national average on a per capita basis, $2,317, and is equal to the national average share of personal income, 17.8%. Relative importance of sources. As regards the relative importance of alternative sources of general revenue, Nebraska raises a somewhat larger than average share from charges and miscellaneous revenue, and a less than average proportion from taxes and from federal aid, Table 1-2. Own source revenue, which excludes federal aid, shows Nebraska with a 10% higher than average share of taxes and a 50% higher than average share importance of charges. Among taxes, the property tax, which provides the largest single source of state and local tax revenue for the nation, dominates in Nebraska to an even greater than average degree. Its 28% share of own source revenue is one-third larger than the U.S. average. In contrast, Nebraska's dependence on the next two most important state and local taxes, general sales, and income, are respectively a quarter to a third less than average. Reflective of the large area and low population density of the state, Nebraska's motor fuel revenue composes a third more of total taxes than average, although revenue from motor vehicle licenses is at the average. Finally, miscellaneous own source revenue is exactly equal to the national average. The unusually high utilization of charges in Nebraska mainly reflects charges for higher education tuition, for transfer tuition for elementary and secondary pupils who attend schools outside their home districts, and for hospital charges at the State University Hospital and at county, municipal, and other local hospitals. Levels by source. In addition to the percent distribution of various revenue sources, levels of revenue are also key elements in depicting a state's fiscal system. Two standard measures of revenue level are conventionally used. 1. Per capita revenue gives an indication of the absolute burden imposed by a particular revenue source. The other, revenue as a share of state per capita personal income, is more a measure of relative burden, indicating the portion of personal income which is given up to provide revenue. These two measures allow standardized comparisons of revenue systems across states. While the value for one measure, as a percent of the U.S. average, generally is associated with a similar relative value for the other, this need not be so. For example, relatively low per capita revenue may be accompanied by a relatively high zero level of revenue per $1,000 of personal income in a state with exceptionally low per capita personal income in comparison with the U.S. average. The importance of alternative sources of revenue, as revealed by their shares of the total, is not necessarily an indication of their relative magnitude in relation to the national average amount per capita or percentage of state personal income. A state source which constitutes an above-average proportion of revenue may still produce a below-average revenue per capita or a share of income if the total amount of state collections is below average. Table 1-1 shows that the levels of various revenue sources in Nebraska tend to have the same relation to the national average as do the relative shares of the corresponding revenue sources. As a consequence of the magnitude of utility revenue in Nebraska, total revenue, both per capita and per $1,000 of state personal income, is above average. Per capita own source general revenue, $1,920, however, is some 7% below average, and, as a share of state personal income, 14.7%, it is almost exactly at the national average. The tax component of Nebraska own source revenue lies even further below the national norm. The state raises 10% less per capita and 15% less per $1,000 of personal income. Above-average charges account for Nebraska's being closer to the norm for general revenue and further below the norm for own source revenue. As regards specific tax and non-tax revenue sources, both measures of revenue level reveal that property, motor fuel, and motor vehicle license taxes produce above national average levels of revenue. The remaining state and local taxes, general sales, income, and other, yield significantly less than their U.S. average revenue. Most striking is that in 1985, Nebraska taxes on general sales and income raised, respectively, only 70 and 60% of the per capita national average. Summary and state rankings. In summary, data for 1985 show Nebraska's overall state and local general revenue to be below the national average revenue per capita and per $1,000 of state personal income. In terms of state rankings, Nebraska is 28th in own general revenue per capita and 31st in own general revenue as a share of state personal income, while ranking 24th in state per capita personal income. As regards to federal aid, Nebraska ranks 35th in both measures. Nebraska's exceptionally low revenue mobilization from general sales and corporate income taxes is reflected by its ranking below the 40th state for these taxes in both measures of tax burden. The individual income tax, too, is relatively underutilized, but not to so great an extent, as indicated by Nebraska's ranks of 35 and 37 respectively for the two burden measures. In contrast, Nebraska's unusually heavy reliance on the property tax clearly emerges from its rank of 6th for per capita revenue and 14th for income share from the source. For motor fuel taxes, Nebraska ranks 6th and 14th. State rankings also verify the above-average importance of charges in the Nebraska fiscal system, placing it 8th and 10th respectively in revenue per capita and as a share of income. Expenditure. As with state and local revenue, Nebraska total expenditure both per capita and per $1,000 of personal income is above the national average due to the extraordinary importance of electric power provision by special districts. General expenditure, the more revealing measure, shows Nebraska essentially at the national average. The composition of general expenditure, however, reveals some key differences from national norms. For instance, as tables 1-3 and 1-4 reveal, Nebraska's share of state spending for public sector wages and salaries is 1.14 times the average U.S. share, and per capita expenditure for wages and salaries is about 10% above average. Since current outlay, which includes materials and supplies as well as wages and salaries, is essentially at the average, spending for these non-salary items comprises a somewhat lower than average share and level. Capital outlay, on the other hand, is some 10% above the national norm in per capita terms, and as a share of total general expenditure and of personal income it exceeds the United States average by close to 20%. Relatively high capital spending in a single year could reflect the timing of major capital projects. In Nebraska, however, review of the period since 1977 shows a persistent, above-normal allocation to capital outlay. Inspection of detailed data on capital outlay reveals that it is concentrated on highways, and thus is further reflection of the influence on public spending of the large land area and relatively low population density of Nebraska. The functional distribution of direct general expenditure in Nebraska also shows persistent differences from national averages. Spending for education, particularly higher education, highways, and hospitals consistently exceeds national norms, whether measured as share of the total budget on a per capita basis, or as a share of personal income. Outlay for environment and housing is essentially at the national average, while the remaining functions, welfare, public safety, administration, and interest are consistently below average. In Nebraska, spending for higher education in 1985 accounted for 12% of total direct general expenditure, a share one-third larger than average. The outlay of $265 per capita was over 20% above that of the national average, and expenditure per $1,000 of personal income was almost 30% above the average. However, even greater at some 70% above the norm, whether measured as a share of total direct spending or as a level, was spending for highways. Elementary and secondary education receives above average support, but here the premium amounts to only about 10 to 15%. Welfare's share of the outlay is 25% less than the average, and its per capita expenditure 30% less. Despite the relatively large share of the budget devoted to capital outlay, during the period since 1977, interest payments also are considerably below the norm. This funding reflects the prohibition of state government issuance of debt in the Nebraska state constitution. Thus, the observed interest payments represent interest only on local authority borrowing. State rankings also provide a useful summary perspective on expenditure, as they do for revenue. Keeping in mind that Nebraska's per capita personal income ranks 24th, its ranking of 28th in per capita state and local direct general expenditure, and 29th in share of income, underscores the conclusion reached above, that Nebraska falls just about at the average as regards to spending. Among categories of functional expenditure, Nebraska's per capita outlays are ranked higher than its outlay as a share of personal income for both higher, 16th and 20th respectively on the two burden measures, and elementary and secondary education, 17th and 18th. For health and hospitals, 16th and 15th, and for highways, 7th and 10th. For all other functions, Nebraska's per capita expenditure ranking is below its income share rank. Notably, large deviations of expenditure rank from income rank are sanitation and sewerage, 46th and 49th, fire, 36th and 44th, and public welfare, 29th and 33rd. Summary and conclusions. A summary overview of Nebraska's fiscal system as of 1985 reveals a state whose general and own source revenue is average in relation to income, but below average in per capita terms. At the same time, direct general expenditure as a share of state income is slightly above average, and per capita spending just below average. As regards sources of revenue, own source tax revenue is about 90% of the average share, while charges amount to 1.5 times their average proportion. This feature of the Nebraska revenue structure was in place by 1982, and stands in contrast to the situation in 1977 when taxes constituted 75% of revenue, and charges only 25%, shares essentially similar to the United States average. Property taxation is the only tax utilized more heavily in Nebraska than average, with general sales and income taxes, notably below average. This pattern has essentially held throughout the period from 1977 to 1985. As for expenditure, Nebraska spends at above average levels for education, highways, and hospitals, and below average for all other functions. During the period from 1977 to 1985, spending for education and highways remained above average throughout, and outlays for welfare and public safety continued to be below average. In contrast, per capita spending for hospitals rose from below to above average, while environment and housing and administration fell from above average in 1977 to below average in 1985. Relative responsibilities of state and local governments. Introduction. One of the key elements in describing and analyzing state and local fiscal systems is the relative responsibilities of various levels of governmental authority. State governments may raise a greater proportion of the total of state and local revenue, or a relatively lesser proportion, leaving the localities to utilize their revenue sources to a greater extent. The proportion of total revenue raised from state sources is, however, only one side of the issue. Given that, except for very small payments for administrative services, localities make no intergovernmental transfers to state government, a low state proportion of revenue implies a low state share of total state and local direct expenditure. Due to the prevalence of intergovernmental grants from states to localities, however, the reverse is not necessarily true. A high state share of revenue does not necessarily imply a high state share of total state and local direct expenditure. Revenue collected at state level can be transferred to local authorities, who then operate the services and dispense direct outlays. Thus, a comprehensive portrait of the degree of centralization or decentralization within a state system requires examination of the relative roles of each level of government as regards both revenue sources and expenditure by function. Revenue. As with so many aspects of the Nebraska fiscal system, utility revenue distorts the pattern of distribution of the overall total of state-local revenues. Total revenue appears excessively oriented toward local collection, since the utility revenue of the local special districts is included in this aggregate. A more accurate picture is given by general revenue, which, at a 54% state share, is still some 10% below the national average and provides a more accurate indication of the extent of local bias in the overall Nebraska revenue system. An even more pronounced local orientation is found for own source revenue, for which the state share is a full 15% below the national average, Table 1-5. The explanation for the below average state share of general and own source revenues in Nebraska rests entirely on the 25-33% above average, Tables 1-1 and 1-2, revenue from the property tax, a solely local revenue source. At the same time, for those taxes, which are to any extent shared by state and local authorities, i.e., general sales, motor vehicle, and other taxes, Nebraska state government raises an above-average share. Furthermore, the individual income tax, shared in some states with local authorities, is solely collected by the state government in Nebraska. The state's share of total charges is slightly above average, while its share of miscellaneous revenue is below average. In the final analysis, however, the relatively high state shares of general sales, income, and motor vehicle taxes are more than offset by the substantially above-average property taxes, which accrue only to local authorities. A previous section referred to Nebraska's below-average state and local general, own source, and tax revenue. Table 1-6 reveals that this overall revenue position is the consequence of a 10% above average per capita local general revenue, which is not sufficient to offset state per capita revenue of some 20% below average. As regards the components of state government revenue other than general revenue, per capita own source revenue and taxes are 22% and 28% below average respectively. Per capita amounts of the major state general revenue sources, taxes on individual and corporate incomes, and the general sales tax, are each approximately 30% below national average. In contrast, per capita local tax revenue is 7% above average, and the two major sources of local government revenue, the property tax, 53% share, and current charges, 25% share, are some 30% above the national norm. Expenditure. As mentioned above, the magnitude of the state share of revenue does not necessarily indicate the extent of involvement of the state government in direct expenditure and in the operation and administration of functional services. As Table 1-7 shows, apart from utility expenditure, the state government in Nebraska has about average responsibility for direct general expenditure, with the exception of capital outlays, for which the state share is almost 30% above average. This, again, reflects the importance of highway construction carried out by the state government. Nebraska is typical in that the state government spends directly an average share for higher education and is not involved in direct expenditure for elementary and secondary education, although it provides some direct aid to local school districts. In 1983, Nebraska transferred administrative personnel costs of welfare from local to state budgets. Consequently, the state share of direct welfare expenditure in 1985 was 96%, an increase from 83% in 1977. The 1985 figure is comparable to other state-administered welfare systems, but is 25% above the overall average, which includes states in which substantial administrative and other costs of welfare are borne at the local level. Environment and housing and public safety are operated to an above-average level by the Nebraska state government, while local governments support an above-average share of hospital expenditure. Turning to per capita amounts, the state government's general direct expenditure is essentially at the nation's average. Within this average, however, the state government's capital outlay is 40% higher than average and its wage and salary bill is about 25% above the norm. Total spending by local governments is some 5% less than average, and their wage and salary bill is only 6% above the norm for local governments. As regards specific functions, the previously noted above-average Nebraska total state and local spending for higher education and hospitals is reflected by above-average spending by both state and local governments. For elementary and secondary education, the level of per capita spending by Nebraska local governments is some 7% above average. Despite above average state government per capita spending for public safety, possibly a reflection of costs of patrolling the extensive Nebraska state highway system, the relatively low level of spending by local authorities results in lower than average total state and local spending for this function. The analysis reveals similar results for welfare, in that, while state per capita spending exceeds the national average, local spending is sufficiently below average to result in a total, only 72% of the U.S. average. In this case, however, the analysis is somewhat misleading. Since unlike other functions, Direct welfare expenditure is not usually split between state and local authorities, but is largely the province of only one level or the other. Thus, for Nebraska, the finding that Nebraska spends some 28% less than average on welfare is a consequence of relatively low state government spending for a primarily state-financed welfare system. The 7% more than average spending shown for Nebraska state government in Table 1-8 is misleading, because it compares Nebraska with all states, rather than with those which administer welfare through the state government. Since Nebraska's poverty level is close to the national average, low benefit levels are the most likely explanation for its observed below-average per capita welfare expenditure. The 62% above-average per capita expenditure for highways in Nebraska is due exclusively to higher outlays at the local level by counties and townships, with state spending for this function almost 10% below the norm. Finally, below average total state and local spending for administration and interest is found at both state and local levels. The below average per capita administrative expenditure for local governments is somewhat surprising given that Nebraska has 6 times more local authorities per 1,000 population than the U.S. average, 2.1 versus 0.34. Summary. The predominant features of the Nebraska state and local fiscal system that emerge from this analysis of revenue sources and functional expenditures are that Nebraska's expenditures for education, highways, and hospitals exceed the national average, that welfare, public safety, and administration expenditure are lower than average, that apart from higher education, the relatively better supported expenditure functions are financed and operated by local authorities, while the less well supported expenditure functions are financed and operated by state authorities, that the low revenue from state government sources and the high revenue from the local property tax, relative to the national average, reflects this pattern of assignment and support for functional responsibilities. Revenue and expenditure by type of local authority. Revenue. An essential ingredient of a picture of the state's fiscal system is to examine the finances of the different types of local authorities that comprise the local sector. In Nebraska, as in all other states, these include counties, municipalities, townships, school districts, and special districts. All told, in Nebraska, there are 3,324 of these local authorities, each with some independent power to raise revenue and to make outlays. As mentioned above, Nebraska has 2.1 local authorities per 1,000 population, an amount 6 times that of the U.S. average. Viewed in terms of total revenue, special districts loom inordinately large due to their heavy utility revenue. More relevant is general revenue, whose distribution among types of local governments is shown in Table 1-9. School districts predominate, accounting for almost half of all general revenues. Townships, while numerous, account for less than 1% of local general revenue and expenditure. Municipalities, counties, and special districts receive respectively 25, 16, and 14% of total local general revenue. Over 60% of state aid to localities goes to school districts, which also raise 42% of the own source revenue of all local authorities. Federal aid to location goes primarily to municipalities and special districts. As shown in Table 110, school districts, townships, and special districts rely on the property tax for virtually all of their own source tax revenue. Counties and municipalities levy motor vehicle and other taxes, and 13 municipalities levy a sales tax. School districts supplement the over 80% of their own source revenue raised from the property tax with charges. The second part of Table 1-9 presents per capita revenue by type of local jurisdiction relative to U.S. averages. As expected, due to their extraordinarily high utility revenue, Nebraska special districts receive far more revenue than the average such district. As regards general revenue, counties and municipalities are substantially below the national average for such authorities, while Nebraska school districts and special districts are above average. On the whole, localities in Nebraska receive less than average per capita federal aid, but school districts receive twice the average aid per capita from this source. As discussed above, state aid to localities in Nebraska is only slightly above half of the national average, and except for special districts, state aid to all types of Nebraska local governments is well below national average. The observed above average levels of per capita local loan source revenue and taxes is due entirely to the school districts almost double the national level of own source revenue. Per capita own source revenue and taxes for Nebraska counties and municipalities lie substantially below average. Expenditure. Total expenditure of local authorities is again distorted by the utility spending of the special districts. The more revealing measure, direct general expenditure, indicates that spending by school districts accounts for approximately half of the total, with municipalities adding about another quarter. Counties constitute 16% of spending, special districts 11%, and townships a mere 1%. Nebraska's pattern of relative distribution of local spending among types of local authorities is most unusual. For the U.S. as a whole, the general-purpose local authorities, that is the counties, municipalities, and townships, account for almost 60% of total local spending, while in Nebraska general-purpose authorities spend only 40%. This difference is not related to the inordinate importance to the utility-related activities of Nebraska special districts, since it is based on direct general expenditure which excludes utilities. Examination of detailed relative per capita expenditure further exposes these differences. Nebraska general-purpose governments spend less per capita for most of the functions for which they are responsible than their counterpart authorities throughout the nation. School districts, on the other hand, spend almost a third more on their single function. Special districts' per capita direct general spending of 60% above the average is concentrated on hospitals, fire, and natural resources. The result is that such functional services usually provided by general-purpose local authorities as health, police, and other safety, welfare, parks, and recreation, housing, and community, sewerage, and other sanitation are supported by local authorities in Nebraska to a less than average degree. Even total local spending for fire protection, for which special district expenditure is above national average, is below average due to the low outlays by the general purpose local authorities. The lesser support for these functional areas by Nebraska local authorities need not mean lower service levels if the state government's expenditure were sufficient to offset the lower local outlay. However, Table 111 reveals that, except for parks and recreation, those areas for which local per capita spending is below average are also areas where Nebraska state government spending is also below average. In evaluating the findings regarding the below average spending of Nebraska general-purpose local governments, it is important to note that in many states, municipalities, and counties have responsibilities for financing local schools. Since this is not true for Nebraska, it is somewhat misleading to compare Nebraska general-purpose local government spending with the U.S. average, which includes states where such local governments do spend for schools. It is this difference in the assignment of local government functions which explains why, although Nebraska school districts spend 1.32 times the U.S. per capita average, per capita spending for elementary and secondary education is only 1.08 times the average. State and federal aid. The previous analysis of the structure and levels of Nebraska revenue and expenditure referred to levels of intergovernmental aid received and expended. Specific focus on intergovernmental aid is particularly useful because it reveals a crucial feature of Nebraska's fiscal system. Table 112 indicates that per capita federal aid to the Nebraska state government is some 8% below the national average, and federal aid to Nebraska localities is more than 20% below the norm. This is not surprising given that, apart from aid to school districts, so much of federal aid to local government is targeted to benefit the urban poor. What is noteworthy is the extremely low relative per capita amounts of state aid to local governments in Nebraska. Per capita state aid to all local government is more than 40% below average. for counties and municipalities, per capita state aid falls to 60% below average, and even school districts in Nebraska receive a third less per capita state aid than average. Only the special districts are granted more per capita state aid than the national average. It is this low level of state aid which accounts for the observation that the local share of state and local revenue in Nebraska is above average, yet its share of direct expenditure is below average. Nebraska transfers only 27% of state general revenue to its local authorities. This is a full third less than the typical share of state revenue granted to local governments. Thus, although Nebraska local governments raise an above-average share of total revenue, the share of local government in total state and local direct expenditure is below normal. This occurs because local, own-source revenue is augmented by a substantially below-average level of state intergovernmental grants. The state share in spending is the sum of direct state spending plus state aid to localities. Consequently, low state aid to localities does not necessarily imply a low state share in functional spending. The issue hinges on whether direct spending is performed at the state or local level. Table 113 shows that due to state direct spending in Nebraska for welfare and health and hospitals, the state share is at the national average. On the other hand, in elementary and secondary education, where there is virtually no direct state spending, low state aid results in a far below average state share. In interpreting the relative magnitude of state aid, it is crucial to recognize that such aid can come either from the state government's own revenue, or can be from federal grants which are passed through the state government to local governments. Governmental finance statistics do not readily permit separation of state grants to local governments into these two sources. Consequently, a figure for per capita state aid, or for state aid, as a share of state revenue, will be influenced by the amount of federal aid passed through. States which receive more such pass-through aid will have higher measures of state aid. Such measures, however, will not indicate higher state support of local authorities from state-owned revenue. Similarly, states which receive less pass-through aid will have misleadingly lower measures of state aid. The issue here, for Nebraska, is whether the observed below-average state aid figures are biased downward by a relatively low participation in federal pass-through grants. As far as we can tell, the answer is no. The major state intergovernmental aid program in Nebraska is aid to public schools, which accounts for 50% of state grants to local governments. Here, statistics are available which show that for the 1984 to 1985 school year, federal aid pass-through amounted to 15% of Nebraska state aid to schools, while nationally the federal pass-through averaged only 0.10%. Thus, for at least 50% of state aid, the effect of the federal pass-through is to impart an upward bias on measures of Nebraska state aid. Consequently, the conclusions reached above regarding Nebraska's relatively low state aid provision do not appear to be vitiated by consideration of the effects of federal pass-through aid. Introduction. Changes in revenue and expenditure over the past decade. Up to this point, the description and analysis of revenue and expenditure has focused primarily on relationships prevailing in 1985, with occasional comment on whether salient features appear to have been recent developments or continuations of previous situations. The section systematically examines trends in revenue and expenditure. Table 114 contains information for the combined state and local government sector for three time periods. One covers the virtual decade between 1977 and 1985. The other two divide this extended period into the period from 1977 to 1982 and from 1982 to 1985. For each period, compound annual rates of change are given, along with these changes, relative to the average for state and local governments in the United States. Revenue. The relatively low levels of Nebraska-owned source state and local general revenue, described above for 1985, in terms of per capita amounts and as a share of personal income, are reflected in Table 114 by the below-average growth rate of per capita general revenue and its components during the past decade. For the entire period, Nebraska per capita general revenue grew only at 84% of the national average. This is in contrast to growth in Nebraska state per capita personal income, which was only some 3% below average for the corresponding period. For the period from 1977 to 1982, the relative growth rate of revenue was only some 10% below the national average. However, for the period from 1982 to 1987, as the economic situation in Nebraska declined relative to the rest of the nation, the rate of growth of general revenue fell to only about 3/4 of the national average. Still, during this period when the growth of per capita personal income in Nebraska was 13% lower than the national average, growth rates of own source revenue, taxes, and charges, all were more than 25% below average. Turning to growth rates of revenue from specific taxes over the entire period, only motor fuel and motor vehicle license taxes grew at an above average rate. General sales and individual income taxes, especially, lagged behind, each increasing over the full period some 30% less than average. By far, however, the worst performing tax was the corporate income tax, whose proceeds per capita increased only 1.6% over the period, a rate only some 20% of the U.S. average, and exhibited no increase at all from 1982 to 1985. The growth pattern of the sales and individual income over the earlier and later segments of the period is exactly opposite. Growth in sales tax was close to average during the earlier period, and then fell off drastically to half the average in the period from 1982 to 1985, while growth of income taxes was only 60% of the national average in the earlier period, followed by a growth of 90% of the average rate of increase in the recent period. The removal of food from the sales tax base in 1983 is the major explanation for its low revenue growth from 1982 to 1985. The poorer performance of income taxes in the earlier period, despite state per capita personal income growth keeping pace with the national average, is attributable to the federal income tax cut of 1981. Since Nebraska's income tax is a percentage of federal tax liability, the reduction in the federal income tax reduced revenue in 1981. In subsequent years, Nebraska individual income tax revenue grew roughly in proportion to state personal income. One of the few elements in the revenue system which did not contribute to the below normal growth rate of Nebraska's revenue system was current charges, which grew at an average rate over the entire period. Miscellaneous revenue, however, where the per capita amount is above average, grew at an appreciably lower than average rate, contributing to the overall lower than average growth rate of own source general revenue. Rates of per capita revenue growth provide one indication of behavior of revenue over time. These rates, however, do not take account of price changes. Taking such changes into account by examining changes in real per capita revenue reveals that Nebraska's real, own source per capita revenue remained essentially unchanged during the period from 1977 to 1985. Per capita tax revenue, however, decreased by 14% over the period, with all of the major taxes exhibiting a decline in real per capita terms. These decreases were almost exactly offset by increases in real per capita charges and miscellaneous revenues. Expenditure. Despite the below-average growth rate of general revenue, growth in federal aid and in revenue sources not included in general revenue permitted direct general expenditure to keep pace with national average growth rates. Spending by function grew, however, in an extremely uneven way. Higher education outlays expanded at a 10% greater rate than the U.S. average, elementary and secondary education at the average. Growth in expenditure for hospitals at more than 2.5 times national average was most noteworthy. While welfare and public safety, both below average in per capita outlay in 1985, also exceeded national growth rates. Highway spending essentially held its own, but environment and housing grew at only half the average national rate. In addition to the functional distribution of expenditure, earlier sections examined the division of direct expenditure between salaries and wages and other current expenditure, and found Nebraska's personnel expenditure share and per capita spending to be above average. Growth of wages and salary payments during the period 1977 to 1985 increased over the entire period at the same rate as did total direct expenditure, essentially equaling the growth in Nebraska per capita personal income. In relation to the national average growth rate of per capita state and local public sector salaries and wages, Nebraska's growth rate was 1.13 times the average for the entire period, but was exactly at the national average for the more recent period from 1982 to 1985. This growth in the public wage and salary bill was primarily due to increases in average rates of pay, since public employment per capita in Nebraska grew at only 0.4% per year, approximately one-third that of the average national increase during the period. Without further analysis, it is not possible to determine the extent to which the higher average rate of pay resulted from general increases in wages and salaries, or from a shift in the composition of public employment from lower to higher paying areas of the public sector. Changes in real per capita spending for specific functions provide useful indications of the evolution of support for service provision. Deflation of per capita expenditure shows a sharp reduction in real expenditure from 1977 to 1982, which was then offset by an increase from 1982 to 1985, which brought total real expenditure essentially back to its 1977 level. Comparing 1977 with 1985, not only was total real per capita direct expenditure essentially unchanged, so were real expenditures for higher education, highways, environment, and housing and administration. The one major reduction in real per capita spending was for elementary and secondary education, reflecting the reduction in enrollments, which occurred throughout the period. Areas where there were real spending increases include welfare, hospitals, and interest. Tax capacity. By far, the best-known indices of tax capacity and tax effort are those produced by the ACIR, about every 5 years or so, for a representative tax system. The ACIR method first estimates the dollar amount of the tax base of each of some 20 revenue sources for each state. Then, for each state, the average national rate of tax for each base is applied to the tax base, and the result divided by state population, to get per capita tax capacity. This is finally converted to an index by relating state per capita capacities to the U.S. average per capita capacity. Tax effort is calculated simply as the ratio of actual per capita revenue from a source to the state's per capita tax capacity. Since the U.S. per capita capacity results from application of the average rate to the average base, the tax effort index for the U.S. equals 100. Consequently, standard measures of tax effort for individual states show both the ratio of state collections to state capacity and a state's effort relative to the U.S. average. Table 115 summarizes information from the two most recent ACIR estimates of tax capacity and tax effort for Nebraska. This table reveals some striking features of Nebraska's tax capacity in relation to the U.S. average. First, except for property taxes, tax capacity of all other taxes are below national average. Second, Nebraska's average property tax capacity is due entirely to its farm property capacity, which is over 5 times above average. Capacity of other classes of property is below average. This structure goes a long way in explaining the low growth rate of Nebraska revenue during a period of declining farm income. Table 115 also shows that between 1979 and 1984, Nebraska's overall per capita tax capacity, while increasing absolutely by 45%, declined slightly in relation to the U.S. average. The most notable increase in tax capacity was in residential property, but offsetting changes in the other categories of property tax capacity resulted in the maintenance of an average overall property tax capacity for Nebraska in both years. The decline in the relative capacity indices for sales and individual income taxes is in sharp contrast to the growth in relative corporate tax capacity, which increased by over one half from 1977 to 1984. As described above, tax effort indices relate actual collections to estimated tax capacities. In total, Nebraska's tax effort remained constant during the period under study, at essentially the national average. Consistent with the previous discussion of the Nebraska revenue system, this average result is due to the combination of the above-average effort regarding property taxation and below-average efforts as regards all other tax sources. Analysis over time reveals that the contribution of personal income, and especially corporate income taxes, to overall tax effort has declined, while that of the general sales tax has slightly increased. Actual revenues can be thought of as the product of tax capacity times tax effort. Thus, the above-average effort observed for property taxes, an entirely local revenue source, applied to an average overall property tax capacity, accounts for the relatively high own source revenues of Nebraska local governments. Conversely, the below-average effort applied to below-average capacity for taxes utilized at state level explains the substantially below-average own source revenue of the government. In summarizing the comparisons of changes in tax capacity and tax effort, the most clear-cut implication is that the relative decline in Nebraska's own source tax revenue, from an index of 98 in 1977 to one of only 85 in 1985, is due primarily to the application of a constant tax effort to a declining tax base. But within the total, some significant changes among taxes also have occurred. Comparison state analysis. Introduction. 2. Rather obvious benefits emerge from extending comparative analysis beyond national averages to a select group of comparison states. One is that it is particularly interesting and revealing to relate one state's fiscal performance to other states with similar fiscally relevant characteristics. For a state like Nebraska, with an unusually high proportion of its production in the agricultural sector, relatively few large cities, and an exceptionally low population density, particularly useful information emerges from comparison of its fiscal performance with similar states rather than with highly industrialized, urbanized states, or with a national average which includes such states. The second benefit of comparison with a select group of states is that knowledge of the relation of Nebraska's fiscal system to that of states located in close proximity may help identify fiscal factors that attract or discourage population and enterprise from locating in Nebraska. The states chosen for the comparative analysis were selected in accordance with both of these considerations. Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri all are neighboring states and, at the same time, have substantial similarities to Nebraska as regards income, economic base, and broad cultural and other population characteristics. Minnesota and Wisconsin share agricultural and rural characteristics with Nebraska and have approximately the same per capita income, the ethnic composition of their population, and their traditions of state and local service provision are, however, substantially different than Nebraska's. The strategy used in presenting the comparison states analysis contained in Tables 116, 117, and 118 is to show the relevant figures for the U.S. average, and the figure for each comparison state as a percentage of the national average. To keep the analysis within reasonable limits for this chapter, data are presented for the combined state and local sectors. Decentralization to local governments is indicated in terms of comparative state shares of revenue and direct spending. But there is no decomposition of local revenue and expenditure by types of local government. Structure of revenue and expenditure. Table 116 contrasts the structure of state and local revenue and expenditure among the comparison states. The relative balance between federal aid and own source revenue as shares of total general revenue shows some variation. Nebraska and Iowa are extremely close to the national average. In Colorado and Kansas, and to a lesser degree in Minnesota, the federal aid as a share of general revenue is relatively low, causing the share of own source revenue to be above the national average, while in Missouri and Wisconsin, the reverse is true. Because of the relatively small importance of federal aid in total general revenue, variations of close to 20% in the federal aid share result in deviations of only about 4% in own source share. Among own revenue sources, Nebraska is notable for the low relative share raised from taxes. The 8% below national average share, which was commented on above, stands out as being low among this comparison group. It is interesting to note, however, that all of the comparison states raise less than the national average share of own source revenue from taxes, and, consequently have, above average shares from charges and/or miscellaneous revenue. Nebraska among the group has the lowest tax share and the highest charges share. As regards direct general expenditure, the comparison groups also exhibit some noteworthy uniformities. Except for Minnesota, all devote an above normal share of spending to education. Among the Plains states, except for Missouri, the above average share is particularly concentrated on higher education. Despite the almost 25% above average share which Nebraska devotes to higher education, its share is exceeded by both Iowa and Kansas. Other functional expenditures receiving above average shares in the comparison group include highways, and to a lesser degree hospitals. Explanation for the former is straightforward given that all of these states are characterized by large areas and low population densities. Even here Nebraska's 66% above average share for highways is topped by Iowa's 72%. Explanation for the high share of expenditure devoted to hospitals among this group, led by Nebraska's almost 40% above average share, is less obvious. Perhaps it is a reflection of the lower shares devoted to other functions rather than to any special conditions militating for public hospital care. Inescapably, if some functions receive a higher-than-average share of spending, others must receive a lower share. For Nebraska, as mentioned above, these are welfare and public safety. Here too, the Plains States comparison group is remarkably similar. With the sole exception of public safety for Colorado, they all display lower-than-average shares for these two functions. Wisconsin demonstrates a similar pattern, but Minnesota devotes a 20% above-average share to welfare. Here again, the over 25% below-average spending share of Nebraska is more than matched by other states in the group. The most obvious hypothesis here is that the selection of states with low density and high rural proportions gives a sample with relatively less poverty and crime, and consequently lesser shares of spending for welfare and public safety. Revenue and expenditure levels. Previous discussion indicates that Nebraska's per capita general and own source revenue are some 7% below the national norm, and its per capita charge is almost 30% above average. All of the comparison states, except Missouri, raise more own source revenue per capita than Nebraska, including both Iowa and Wisconsin, which have lower state per capita personal incomes. Total per capita taxes in Nebraska also are lower than all comparison states except Missouri, and, for general sales and income taxes, Nebraska's per capita revenues are below those of Missouri. Per capita, Nebraska's main state and local revenue producer, the property tax, outstrips all of the comparison states, although Iowa, at 20% above the per capita national average, comes close to Nebraska's 24% figure. Among the comparison states, only Minnesota collects more per capita from charges than does Nebraska, although here again, Iowa is not far behind among the Plains states. In per capita direct general expenditure, Missouri again lies far below any of the comparison states. Consistent with its relatively high revenue, Minnesota's per capita spending lies above the rest, otherwise all of the comparison states fall within a narrow band around the norm. Levels of relative functional expenditure mirror, to a considerable degree, the patterns for relative expenditure shares. Nebraska's 21% above average spending for higher education is exceeded by Colorado, Iowa, and Kansas. All other states support elementary and secondary education, at least at the national average level, but only Minnesota spends more per capita than Nebraska. Nebraska's per capita hospital expenditure exceeds all other claim states, and, despite a below-average spending for environment and housing, only Colorado, among the plain states, spends more. Relative roles of state and local governments. Nebraska is characterized earlier in the chapter as a state with both a decentralized revenue and expenditure structure. The above-normal decentralization of revenue to local governments is characteristic of the other four plains states in the comparison group, but does not apply to the two non-plains comparison states, which are slightly above average in terms of revenue centralization to the state level. The above-average expenditure centralization of Nebraska, however, is matched by only two of the plains states, Iowa and Missouri, with the other two below average in state share of expenditure. The factor which rationalizes differences between revenue and expenditure centralization is, of course, state aid. Nebraska, despite its low state share of revenue, makes below-norm use of transfers to local governments. This results in state government having an above-average share of direct general expenditure. This is not true for Colorado or Kansas, where relative decentralization of revenue is matched by decentralization of direct expenditure. For own source general revenue and taxes as well, Nebraska state share is below average, due primarily to the high relative importance of the solely local property tax. The state share of non-property taxes in Nebraska is roughly the same as in the comparison states. The only exceptions are for the sales tax, where Colorado provides local governments with greater access to this revenue source, and Iowa allows them virtually no access to sales taxation. State shares of direct expenditure present a rather different pattern. Here, the comparison states display a far more varied pattern. While expenditure for elementary and secondary education is virtually an exclusive function of local government in all the comparison states, as it is throughout most of the nation, there is variation in the degree of local expenditure for higher education. Among the comparison states, Iowa, Kansas, and Wisconsin, along with Nebraska, rely on greater local contributions for higher education than the others. The level of government with formal responsibility for direct welfare spending is largely an administrative matter. Table 118 reveals that among the comparison states, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri are largely state-run systems, while Colorado and Minnesota involve more local participation. In addition, state government in Nebraska is responsible for the operation of public safety and environment and housing services to a greater degree than in any of the comparison states. Hospitals is the only function for which state operation is significantly and systematically below average in Nebraska in comparison with the group. Here, the presence of special hospital districts leads to a higher local share of spending. Summary and conclusions. Whether measured per capita or as a share of state personal income, state and local general revenue, and direct general expenditure in Nebraska in 1985 did not depart greatly from the U.S. average. Nebraska's revenue structure is unusual, however, in that the major producers of state revenue nationwide, sales and income taxes, are used relatively little, while charges and the property tax are used to a greater extent than elsewhere. The result is that Nebraska state government general revenue per capita is substantially below average, while the corresponding revenue of local governments is above average. Although Nebraska's total state and local expenditure is close to the national average, education, particularly higher education, highways, and hospitals are supported at above average levels per capita, while welfare, public safety, and administration receive less than average support. The exceptionally low level of state aid to local authorities in Nebraska leaves an above-average share of spending responsibility in the hands of the state government, despite the relatively low state revenue per capita. Nebraska has an exceptionally large number of local governments, with 6 times the number of local authorities per 1,000 population than the average state. These local authorities are mainly financed by property taxes and charges. School districts account for almost half of local authority revenue and spending. As mentioned above, low state aid results in below average overall spending by local authorities. Among local authorities, school and special districts spend more than average, whereas municipalities and counties spend far less than average. Trends in known source per capita revenue in Nebraska reveal a general pattern of lower than average growth during the period of 1977 to 1985. Offsetting this pattern to some degree was an above-average increase in federal aid. This aid increase permitted direct general expenditure per capita to grow at a rate slightly above the national average. Compared to national trends, rates of growth in spending for interest, hospitals, and welfare were exceptionally large, and those for environment, housing, and administration exceptionally low. Nebraska's fiscal system bears a striking similarity to those of its neighboring plain states. In all of these states, below-average state taxation is combined with greater-than-average charges and property taxes. Like Nebraska, these states are characterized by significantly above-average spending for higher education and highways, and below-average spending for welfare,